Intelligence, the ability to deal with new situations. Homo sapiens is moronic. In fact, the more educated, the more worldly, the more knowledgeable, the more moronic. Let me explain. There are two ways to behave in any situation, you either react or you respond. Although on the surface they look very similar, the two behaviors are drastically different in what gives, what animates the behavior. An action either comes from the mind, or it comes from the here and now, intelligence. Action from the mind is moronic. Why? Because the mind only stores the memories of the past. Nothing ever happens exactly the same way, so the action coming from the mind is always wrong, always inappropriate to the situation. Most people behave as if they had a button, they recognize the stimulus from the past, and they act accordingly. This is what we will call reactive behavior, or reaction. When one is in reaction mode, we can safely say, nobody home. There is no looking, there is no consideration, there is no second look, there is no respect. A machine acts when you push the button. The human machine acts when it recognizes the stimulant as something it had already encountered and created a meaning about. Imagine that someone tells you that you are doing something wrong. When you react, from your memory, the button that got pushed is "How dare this person insult me?" You yell, or do whatever you do when someone insults you. An intelligent person, a person who responds, will stop for a moment and look. Is what this person says true? If it is, you may want to thank them for pointing out the error that you yourself weren't aware of making. If the person is wrong in his assessment, there is nothing to say, they are simply wrong. No need to say anything. And if they are just plain nasty, also there is nothing to say, it is their habit to make people wrong, just for the fun of it. When you don't look before you leap, you are moronic. When you look in your mind to be advised how to act, you are moronic. The mind is a storehouse of past incidents and decisions. But life never repeats itself, and any action picked from the mind, memory/meaning, always proves to be reactive, thus moronic. All the people and all the organizations in our lives train us to be this way. Thinking, looking, meditating, scoping, questioning, looking, are not popular with the establishment. It is important to the power that be that you react predictably, and always the same way, like a well-trained machine. This is what they expect of you. Speed has a very high prize in today's society. If you answer questions fast, without any intelligence, you are considered smarter than others. People who bring inquiry, intelligence to everything are dangerous for the system. They may find out that what they are asked to believe, or to do, is stupid and only serves the system, not them. I just re-watched the movie on pedophile Satya Sai Baba. A young boy who was sexually abused was told by his parents to do everything God tells him to do. Do it without thinking, without questioning. The young boy was still a lot more intelligent than his parents, he complained. When I watched that movie, I re-watched that segment without looking. An empath feels clearer the other's emotional state better without the visual stimulation. The mother was pretending to grieve, instead she was bothered that the child disturbed their smooth and privileged relationship with Sai Baba. She had a better you than me attitude. The father had a lot more empathy. By the way, he could put himself into his young son's position. Your reactive, rapid-fire reactions cause accidents, cause discord, cause divorce, cause cheating, cause lots of errors, and lots of unhappiness. As usual, I am testing all these distinctions out on myself. I found an area where my moronic reactive behavior loses any deal for me before I even start. I have a habit to start something, a project, for example, without seeing all the necessary data, without thinking my intention through, without bringing any intelligence to it. Maybe I could console myself that I am a quick start according to Kathy Colby's Colby Index, but that doesn't compensate for all the wasted effort, all the wasted time, all the energy I put into projects that are based on insufficient intelligence. Fail to prepare. Prepare to fail. So I have my moronic aspects too. I am not just opinionating about you. In the next article I am going to write about another area of moronity. Decision-making where being unintelligent is costing you an arm and a leg. Watch out for my next article later today or tomorrow. Most people have no idea what reality is. They feel that what they feel, their emotions, their opinions, their personal reality is reality. And that makes them moronic, in spite of their possibly very clever brain. Intelligent and smart are not synonyms. And the big difference is where you look. If you'd like to participate in a live call for you to learn what is reality really, so you can look there and be intelligent, I am willing to do a live call this coming Tuesday, December 14th. I record the call, so if you can't make it live, you can still get the recording. If you register before midnight on the 14th, you can use a coupon code for 50% off. Why do I do that? Because once you realize that without knowing what reality is, you can only be moronic, you'll want to know more. Coupon code 2SADAY. Learn to move to reality. To get it, go to www.jervibe.me/reality.